All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Folks, first and foremost, I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are listening on the call or may hear the recording. I just want to celebrate with you. I, too, am a dad. And I hope that you've had a wonderful day. Maybe you had a chance to spend some time with your children. And I also want to say this, because I noticed that, you know, our kids grow up and they move all over the place. And, you know, sometimes they get busy lives. And, you know, you may not have gotten that call or may not have gotten that card. It doesn't negate that you've made a difference in somebody's life. And this is whether you're dealing with your biological kids or family children or you've adopted. It doesn't make any difference. If you've made a difference in the life of a child or a young person, then you too are a dad. And if nothing else, go celebrate yourself. Go have a good time. Go have a special dinner. Have a drink, whatever suits you. But, you know, celebrate yourself because you've done well. You've made a difference. So I just want to celebrate and congratulate all of you who played the role of dad in someone's life. Hey, listen, we do this call every Sunday evening. 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific. Great way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a good start. I tell you, even tonight, especially tonight, you're going to hear something that's going to make a difference for you, even if it's just a compliment, even if it's just, you know, something that just lifts your spirits. You can come to this call expecting something that's going to do benefit to your business. Tonight's no exception. As a matter of fact, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. Number one income earner, national consultant, one of the top 20 income earners in MLM worldwide, and my buddy, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call. Happy Father's Day, sir.
Well, same to you, Bear. I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody taking time out of their Father's Day to get on the call tonight. I'm not going to be long tonight. I want to try to make an impactful call. You know, I think the most important thing on this call, these calls, is that you walk away with something that's useful, something that you can go apply and hopefully make a positive change with. So that's kind of my subject for tonight. I want to talk about positive versus negative. But before I do want to talk about ambition, because I think that everybody on this call is obviously aware that we've made the decision, corporate has made the decision based on feedback from the field that they're going to do a virtual ambition this year. A lot of feedback of attendees were, you know, one, they weren't coming or something just short of that, didn't want to wear a mask and this, that, whatever. A lot of trepidation about coming to a live ambition. So that decision's been made. The date's been moved. It's now September 17th through the 19th. So you can make plans to have a nice Labor Day celebration with your family or whatever you may choose to do on that day. And but I think it's one of the greatest opportunities ever provided from this perspective. You know, when we talk to people about coming to ambition, and again, most people on this call are all in. They come to ambition year in, year out. They understand the importance of it. But we go and we try to talk to our organizations about coming to ambition. And, you know, there's the financial considerations. There's, you know, family conflicts of things that were going on. This particular Labor Day, actually had two weddings that I was supposed to attend the Saturday of ambition. One was a niece in Atlanta, and the other was one of my best friend's daughters up in North Carolina. And so, you know, that was conflictive. Obviously, I would have been at ambition, but, you know, things come up in our organization, and it's sometimes it's very difficult and hard for us to understand why somebody wouldn't come to ambition. Well, the beauty of virtual ambitions is it stripped all that away. You know, it allows every single person that's active, regardless of level of activity in Ambit, to attend ambition, to capitalize on the attendee only promotions. And so there are no excuses. You know, I mean, the only excuse somebody could have is, I don't have the $99. You know, well, you know, if somebody is bold enough to give me that excuse at this moment in time, I'm going to go, great. I'm going to go right to the fundamentals. Let's get out your written list. Let's smile and dial. Let's get you some people that are interested in opportunity, and let's get you somebody sponsored. Let's help them gather customers. And if I help you do that, will you commit to register for ambition? So I believe that you have an opportunity to enroll a double, triple, quadruple the number of people, in some instances much higher than that, multiple of people that are in your organization that are going to attend Ambition. And I've always said that the person with the most people at Ambition is a grand prize winner. You know, it's not just about you attending Ambition and getting that shot and that, not only the promotions, but of the training and everything else that Ambition does for you. But it's getting all your people there, because what happens is when everybody leaves Ambition, they've got those announcements and got the ability to go make a tremendous amount of money in a short period of time. You know, the grand prize winner is the one that has the most people in their coded organization out there and doing it. So I've always worked hardest in the summer in Ambit Energy, because I know under traditional Ambition, about a third of the attendees are people that have gotten into the business over the summer. And so, you know, now is the time to go and enroll people in the business, find out what it is they want, show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them, and then get them enrolled in Ambition. You know, sit down with them, smile and dial, help them get that first consultant, first couple of customers, and then get them to commit to invest that $99 back into themselves, back into their business, and get them attending. So I'm excited. I'm disappointed like everybody else. I'm not going to be hugging and kissing, and to be honest with you, I'm not going to miss the 10,000 pictures I would have had to take at Ambition, but I enjoy that as well. Believe me, it's always fun to see people. You know, I heard Debbie on the phone, and this one and that one, they were signing in and everything. I hadn't seen Debbie since they moved from Pittsburgh. I sure would like to sit down and give her a hug and talk to her, but you know, that's for another day, right? So, you know, I'm a little disappointed from that perspective, but I'm super excited about what it's going to do for our respective businesses. So I want to talk about positive and negative, and I'm going to keep the call pretty short tonight. But you know, whether you look at it as positive, negative, good, evil, whatever, you know, you've got this visualization that you have about your attitude in life, you know, and I catch myself doing this all the time. You know, you tend to slide to the negative side. You know, you start to think about yourself and all the people that you know. You know, we tend to be a little bit more negative than we are positive. Now, there are the people that always have a smile on their face and never show you any negative side, but that's a rare personality. And then there's people that are, you know, they're negative about anything. You know, you could hand them $1 million bill or $1 million and put it in their checking account, and they'd find some way to be negative about falling into $1 million. So there's certain things that occur are just kind of a way of being, if you will, in a positive person's life. And so what makes you positive or what makes you negative is your mental state. You know, it's where you are mentally. In other words, those negative thoughts or those positive thoughts are created in your mind. You know, there's input and stimulus from exterior sources. I mean, if, you know, somebody walks up to you and just cold cocks you and punches you in the face, you're going to have a pretty negative impression of that. It's kind of hard to be positive about that. And so that stimulus was somebody, you know, giving you a fist in the face. So there's things that input us, but that negative thought of that punch in that face, or that positive thought about somebody doing something nice for you, that's created in the mind. And so what you have to do is you have to control your mind to control your negative or your positive. So, you know, you start to think about, you know, positive people, when they fail, what they do is they look at that as a learning experience. They don't look at it as a failure. You know, you've heard it said several times that, you know, if you want to double your success rate, double your failure rate. You know, if you get a no in our business, you're one step closer to a yes. So, you know, the bottom line is that failure, you know, is really an opportunity to learn and to get better in whatever it is that you're doing. Another thing I've noticed a lot about positive people is they really, really love to be challenged. That, you know, they take it on in a positive way. You know, you're given a hard task at work or whatever, you know, you can look at it from, wow, you know, what the sense of accomplishment I'm going to get to complete this task. Or you can look at it as, man, that SOB boss of mine, that, you know, just keeps throwing stuff on top of me or on top of me. So, you know, positive people really do like to be challenged. And a positive person in a challenge is always looking for how to give their best, you know, how to stay focused on, you know, putting their best effort out there. You know, they don't think about slacking, you know, and I tell you another trait of positive people that is a hard one. You know, is positive people are always excited about the success of other people. You know, I know sometimes it's motivating, you know, we're pushing to get to EC or pushing to get our next promotion level and Ambit Energy, and somebody that kind of came up at the same time as we did gets it before us. You know, you can look at that as a positive thing and use that to propel you forward to reach that same level of success yourself. Or you can look at it from a negative thing. Oh, you know, they did this, they did that, you know, if only I were in that market. And oh, that person's uncle, you know, knew this person that, you know, could get them a bunch of customers. And so you just have that tendency to slide back into the muck, you know. And I'll tell you that, you know, along those lines is positive people really, really embrace feedback. You know, the people, you know, give you feedback. Negative people are less than feedback. And I'm bad about this myself. You know, somebody will give me feedback, and, you know, I'll discount it or whatever, but, you know, you need to embrace the feedback. You don't have to agree with it, you know, so a lot of times, you know, you go negative because you don't agree with the feedback, or you know, it's an ugly look in the mirror, if you will. But, you know, if you're a positive person, you embrace feedback. But again, you don't have to, endorse it. You know, you don't have to agree with it. So the other thing I'll tell you is that positive people focus on things that they can control. And if any of y'all have come to Yellow Jacket Mentoring or see me train around the country over the years, I use the two circles of influence, and the inner circle being the one you have control of, and the outer circle being one you don't have control of. And what happens is you get control over more things if you focus on what you have control over. And I'll give you a personal story. When Ambit first started, you know, things were new. We didn't know exactly what was going to work and what wasn't going to work and so on and so forth. And so what I focused on is what I had control over. You know, a lot of people worried about this issue or that issue, the other issue. I was worried about how many consultants I was putting in my business, or that all those people that were getting into the business were getting customers. You know, I know Norbert got on the call tonight, and prayers out for Norbert. He's got some health challenges right now, so everybody pray for Norbert Hennessy. But you know, Norbert's on the call despite those health challenges, and I'll never forget that the first 80 some odd people that he brought into his organization, every single one of them got Jumpstart One. And so, you know, you get focused on something and make the positive happen out of it. But that's what you have control over. You know, you don't have control over the rates. You don't have control over a lot of other things. You know, Norbert focused on what he had control over, and I focused on what I had control over. And what happened is my sphere of influence grew. You know, there was people in the organization that were sponsored by Chris Chambliss or the company, like I was. You know, there were over 1,000 consultants in the business when I actually joined the business and got started, you know, which was not day one. You know, it was month one, but it wasn't day one. And, you know, I quickly outgrew that because while they were complaining and being negative, I was being positive about how many people I had coming in and being positive about the amounts of checks I was able to get. You know, another thing I say about positive people is they really embrace change, and they know that there's one thing that's consistent, and that is change. Everything changes. Nothing stays the same. So no matter how bad it is, it can get better. No matter how good it is, it can get worse, but it's not going to stay the same. You know, it's great. It can get better and better and better and better and better. And if it's not so great, it can get worse, 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 worse. And that can stop in reverse and get better, better, better. Look at the growth chart of any major corporation in America. You know, Dell Computer, I love to talk about that. Dell Computer just was going up and their stock was splitting and going up and their stock was splitting and going up and their stocks was splitting. And they're just one of the greatest success stories of all time. And then things changed. You know, the information age started to change, you know. Desktops went to laptops, laptops went to tablets. Dell didn't embrace that very well. Tablets have now gone to smartphones. They're not even in that business. And they're a tech company today. They're even though they still manufacture computers, they totally redid their company. Well, when that happened, they were going up, 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 and then they went down, 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 down. And now they're going up, 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 up. They went public. They took themselves back private. A lot of iterations there. But look at the growth of any major corporation. Ups and downs, ups and downs, ups and downs. And, you know, I guess the last thing I'll say, and I could go on and on about positive people, but they think big, they dream big, and they do big, you know. And so what happens is that, you know, again, you look at your mental state of where you are, you know, you tend to be on the positive side or the negative side. And as you begin to analyze that, you'll find, well, you know, let's take a small segment of your life, the dentist. You know, are you on the positive side of going to the dentist and saying, okay, well, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to get drilled on, or they're going to do whatever they're going to do, but that's going to keep me from having, you know, pain and keep my oral hygiene good? Or you're on the negative side, just let your teeth rot out and only go when you have an emergency, you know? So there's the negative and the positive of everything. And where do you sit? Well, I think everybody on this call went, and like I said, I could go on and on and on about traits of positive people, but I think everybody on this call wants to fall on the positive side. You know, I don't think there are very many people that don't have, you know, some sort of psychosis or mental issues that wake up in the morning and say, I want to see how negative I can be today. I want to see how many people I can hack off. I want to go out and be miserable myself. And more important, I want to cause misery to others. Those people are far and few between. I think rather, you know, everybody on this call is saying, hey, I want to be a positive impact, not only for me and my family, but on other people. I want to do fun things. I want to have money. I want all these positive things. But, you know, what happens is that life gets in the way and life throws you challenges. And so that visualization of what you want to have happen and what actually happens, sometimes there's a divide there. There's a lack of the realization of the visualization, which is positive, and rather there's a realization of more negative. And so what happens is you get pulled onto the negative side of the skew. And so what happens is that you've got to solve a problem, you've got to recognize that you have a problem. Okay. And so in the recognition of the problem, maybe it starts with this call and go, yeah, you know, he's kind of right. I seemed a little bit negative about this or that. And, you know, others are saying, yeah, I'm negative about this, but I'm positive about this. And yet others are going, no, I'm always positive. You know, I really challenge you to take a look at that. You know, I know for a fact I'm not always positive. So here's the lesson. And again, if you've come to Yellow Jacket Mentoring or seen me do trainings before, you know, I've done this on several different occasions, but I want to bring it back for those of you that have heard it before. And I want to introduce it for those of you that have not. If you go into your change jar, or if you don't have a change jar, go to the bank and hand them a $1 bill and tell them you want two rolls of pennies. That's going to give you 100 pennies, okay? So this is an exercise that anybody can afford, and you don't have to use pennies. You got a button collection, that's fine. You know, you got whatever you got a ton of. You know, you want to go super, super cheap, get paper clips. Now, they'll frustrate you because they'll stick together, but here's the deal. Take all the pennies and put them in one pocket, or for ladies, if you carry a purse, put them in one section of your purse. And every time you have a negative thought, you know, I was driving today and somebody, you know, zoomed in front of me or whatever, boom, immediately negative thought, you know. I was in my truck and there was just kind of litter and trash in my truck. And I just said, oh, time out. The garbage cans were right there where I was. So I put the truck in park. I opened the door. I gathered up the Kleenexes and the empty bottles and the this and the that. I got out of my truck and I went and put the recycle in the recycle, the trash in the trash. And during that whole process, I was like negative, you know, I mean, it was a positive thing that I was doing. And I just had gotten sick and tired of the clutter and not a place to put my current drink, because my old drink that was empty was taking up the drink holder spot and everything. But it was a negative experience. I had negative thoughts as I was going through it. You know, my knee was hurting, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So what you do is you take all those pennies or buttons or whatever you want to use, and you put them in one pocket. And then every time you have a negative thought, you take a penny out of the pocket and you put it into the other pocket. Or you take it out of one place in your purse and you put it in another place in your purse. Or you take it out of one cup on your desk and put it into the other cup. And you can have multiple stacks of pennies. You can have them in your pockets. You can have them at your desk at work. You can, you know, have them at your home desk or whatever. Every time you have a negative thought, whether the stimulus was justified or not in your mind, take a penny and move it from the positive stack and put it in the negative stack. And then at the end of the day, count up your negative pennies, okay? So for some of you, you're going to be amazed. You know, you're going to have 200, 300 pennies if you're really diligent about this, okay? And we're talking about fleeting thoughts as well, okay? We're not talking about you sitting there mulling over something that's negative. We're just talking about, you know, like the way that guy looked at me, or, you know, look at how stupid this is. You know, I was commenting to Betsy today. It amazes me the number of new buildings going up throughout Austin. I mean, Austin's just growing like crazy. You're talking about getting a Tesla plant here. I mean, it's off the chart crazy. And they're building stuff everywhere. And we pass this huge building. I mean, a multi-million dollar building. No sign as to, you know, who's going to occupy it or the use of the building, you know, or they trying to lease it out for you know, strip shopping center? Is it going to be offices? What it is? There's no sign at all. And so I made the comment to Betsy. I said, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. People build these buildings. Everybody that goes by a building under construction, a lot of people have the same traffic patterns every day. They look at it and they look at the progress. You know how many impressions they could have saying coming soon or, you know, available, you know, such and such retail center available, you know, coming, you know, November of 2020 or whatever. And there's no sign, you know, so that even though it's constructive and justified and the way I think business wise and everything, that's a negative thought, you know, instead of, wow, that's great, great progress. Look at all the people being employed, that new building coming up. That's fantastic. It was a thought about the building that was negative, even though I had all those positive thoughts. Hey, look at all the people that are working there and employed and all the tradesmen and, you know, real estate developer, and that's good for the economy. And, you know, I had all those positive thoughts too. But the negative that I dwelled on was these people didn't have a stupid sign up trying to promote whatever it is they were building, right? So my point is that regardless of what the negative thought is, and this is a learned trait, okay, that's okay, that was a negative thought, boom, boom. And of course, if you're driving, you know, you're driving along, you have seven negative thoughts, you can transfer seven pennies after you stop your car, right? So at the end of the day, you're going to count your pennies. And you do this over a 30-day period of time, and the goal is to go from whatever your kind of mean or your average is in you know, the beginning of the month. Maybe it's 100 or 150 or 76 or, you know, 32 or whatever it is for you, and try to reduce that, you know, try to reduce it so that when you look at something, you're not allowing a negative thought to creep in. You know, you're looking at it from a positive perspective. And what you'll find is that's not an easy task because we're wired the way that we're wired. We think the way that we think. And so this is an exercise that over a several month period of time or several year period of time, you can vanish a lot of the negative thoughts that you have going through your mind and replace them with positive thoughts. Because even though I had the positive thought about the construction project relative to the economy and jobs and all that, I also had the negative thought. So how do I train my mind to not have the negative thought about the sign, or to spin it on the positive side? You know, take a negative and turn it into a positive. You've heard that before. So I wanted to give you that lesson tonight on Father's Day. You know, this is going to be a shorter call than normal, so everybody can get back to their family. But I really encourage you to take that exercise. And then reach out on email, and I know I'll probably only get two or three emails a month from now, but reach out on email, and, you know, and my email is BRM, that's my initials, Brian Reed McClure, BRM, at EchoTouch, EchoTouch.com, or Brian, BRIAN, at Top Ambit Leaders, with an S, TopAmbitLeaders.com. I get either one of those. And send me a progress report, you know. And if you want to ask a little advice, I can't get on the phone and coach everybody. I'm not a personal development coach, but you know, ask a little advice here or there. I'll shoot you back a little email and you know, maybe help you through the process. Here's the key to it: is those pennies give affirmation to the recognition of the fact that you had a negative thought. And without recognition, if you don't recognize you have a problem, you can't solve the problem. Without recognition and affirmation that you've had a negative thought, you can't start to work on yourself to turn it into a positive thought. Now, I tell you, the only person that can get you positive is you, because again, those positive negative thoughts are created within your mind, and nobody can control the way you think other than yourself. So if it is to be, it is to me. Look in the mirror, take a good look and say, hey, I want to just take a small step forward and be less negative and more positive. And hopefully the exercise I gave you tonight allows you to manifest those thoughts and allows you to give some accountability and affirmation. And you can get an accountability partner, you know, maybe somebody in your organization or a group of two or three or four of you is, you know, hey, I had 23 negative thoughts today, or I had 36, and it can be done via text, email, whatever. Or, you know, you can get together once a week and go over your weekly accounting and accountability to one another and talk about some of the things that you've created to give yourself a more positive outlook, you know. And if you reduce your number of negatives significantly, reward yourself, you know, take your family out to a nice dinner, buy yourself something you've been saving up to buy. And what you're going to find as you become more and more positive, you're going to become better and better person. You're going to have a better outlook, and a better outlook is going to lead to a more productive ambit energy business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I challenge each and every one of you to go out there and make a positive step forward through this exercise to become less negative and more positive. I'm not one that believes that you can ever get 100% of the negative thoughts out of your system. There's going to be some stimulus like that punch in the face where you're going to have a negative thought, but what you can do is highly reduce it and make them far and few between. So with that, Bear, let's open it back up again. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers on the call tonight. Hope you had a good one. I certainly did. And let's say goodnight, Bear.
Will do, Brian. Thanks for being on the call with us. Thanks for everything that you do for us. And we're going to let you get back to that big rack of ribs that you got for Father's Day.
I'm still eating on it.
I was like, ain't no way he's going to eat all of those without my help. It's not going to happen.
Hey, folks, no, you're not going to go to Cap. You and I need to go to County Line and split one of those, and we probably still would have trouble finishing it.
And we would indeed, but we back in the day, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Folks, if you want to hear this call again, because tomorrow you're going to wake up and go, that was a great idea. What was it again? Go to topambitleaders.com. Topambitleaders.com. You'll be able to hear the recording of this call. I've done that exercise before, and I tell you what, it really does work. You know, you get yourself some pennies in your pocket and you go from one pocket to the other. At the end of the day, you're going to notice the difference. So topambitleaders.com, you'll be able to check that out. And I'm going to open up the line so you all can say Happy Father's Day to Brian. Hang on just a moment.